We're back here at Harbor Beach High School, or I'm sorry, Ubley High School, where Ubley leads 49-41 over the Pirates with 1:39 remaining. Harbor Beach just took their last time out, and we were just talking about on whether he should keep it or not keep it.
I say no. Harbor Beach just scored, and they got on a little run. And with only one timeout left, you got to save that in case something comes down to the wire. But I don't know.
And then I thought, well, I agreed with you in there. And then I realized that Ubley was in a stall at the other end. So he's trying to tell him probably what he wants him to do to keep Ubley from going into that stall. So it's you got to pick and choose, I guess. But they're going to have to go the rest of the way with no timeouts remaining. And they come in a full court press. Almost as successful with the steal, but they managed to get it to Marshall Leiprandt just over the timeline. And now they're going to call a foul. Kevin Kraft is going to pick up a foul against Perutsky at the timeline. And I think I said at the very beginning of the game, it's going to be free throws.
And it looks like Harbor Beach did their homework. And when Leiprandt had the ball, they made sure not to touch him. But as soon as Perutsky touched it, they fouled.
And right now it'll be a chess match. Coaches, the coaches here. And this is where it's fun for the coach, because you want to get it in your best free throw shooter's hands. And, of course, you don't want him as the defensive coach to get it. So you're going to make sure that they're going to deny anything to Marshall Leiprandt that they can, or to Eric Booms.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Booms is probably not going to see the ball if Harbor Beach can help it, or Marshall Leiprandt.
And Tyler Perutsky sinks two big free throws there.
Sending the lead back to 10, 51-41, 1:23 remaining here in the game. Gurkovich covered by Cleary. Cleary forces him into the paint. He tries to make a move. He goes up and over Cleary. No good. Rebound control by Josh White. They try to get it back, and they promptly foul him. He's double-teamed by Gurkovich and by Ginther. Ginther picks up the foul. 1:10 remaining. 1-1 for the Bearcats. 51-41, 1:10 remaining. And what a statement game this has been for both teams.
Yep.
And I really have to say more so Ubley's statement than Harbor Beach's. Only because Harbor Beach comes in as defending league champions and the district champions. They had that great season last year going 12-0 and 23-2, where Harbor Beach beat Ubley both to all three times, home, away, and in the district championship. So Ubley's making a statement and protecting their home court right here, right now, barring some type of comeback. It's going to be 53-41, and you know what? Josh White just made two big free throws right here to extend the lead. And down the court comes Eli Kraft, and he loses the ball into the hands of Cleary. Cleary tries to throw it up to Booms. Booms loses it. We got bodies on the floor right in the center. Jump circle. It's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to say ugly ball. 1 minute remaining. Bearcats with the lead, 53-41. And a packed house here. Nobody has left this stadium yet. And I don't think I would either. Can't ever count Harbor Beach out.
That's true. Especially in high school sports, anything can happen.
Eric Booms gives the ball to Marshall Leiprandt in the backcourt. Marshall's going to bring it across the timeline and handle it. Now, are they going to follow him? No. He gives it to Cleary. They're going to follow him. They're going to try, but they can't catch him.
Apparently not.
Nope. Now Gurkovich, and they wait to Perutsky. He gets it. Gurkovich had his hands all over him and still didn't get the call. Booms gets the ball, and he gets it back up top to Perutsky. I don't know why they didn't call it. Gurkovich had his hands all over him. And we're going to let the crowd take you out of this one. As you can hear, the Ubley fans cheering on their team. And I guess we're not going to let them take it out of that. We finally got a foul called. And that foul is going to go on Aaron Ginther, his fifth. He's going to foul out of the game. And he played real hard tonight. He did a great job.
Yeah, he was hustling all over the court.
And with 33 seconds remaining, Harbor Beach is going to surrender. They've got five players coming in. And it's going to be Kyle Booms, Jordan Booms, Doug Booms. The Booms family's coming in.
Tom Sutherland.
Ryan Maurer.
Yep.
So we got the Booms family plus two. And Brett Cleary makes his free throw. 54-41, 33 seconds remaining. Bearcats going to take the first round of this match. We will be bringing you the second round at Harbor Beach coming up. I believe that's February 4th, so we hope you'll tune in for that game if you can't be there. Harbor Beach throws it over in the corner to Ryan Maurer for three. No good. Rebound controlled underneath by Jordan Booms. Jordan's going to get fouled by Josh White. Josh White's pleading his case to the judge. It was an accident. I didn't mean to go over top of him. His fourth, team's ninth. 20 seconds remaining, 55-41. Bearcats going to score the first round match here. Shots up, no good by Jordan Booms. Checking into the game is Josh White for Marshall Leiprant. Marshall Leiprant had another fine game here tonight.
Brian White checked in.
What did I call him?
Josh.
I'm sorry, they're Brian and I know better. And Ryan Maurer, second shot's up, and it's 55-42, 20 seconds to go. Brian White brings the ball up the court. He gets it across the timeline, feeds it up to Josh White. Josh looks, nobody there. He feeds it across to Cleary. Cleary could have taken the three, but he waits. And that's very respectable. And they're going to just back out, dribble out the time here with 5 seconds remaining. We'll let the crowd take you out of this game. 55-42. Bearcats with the win. We're going to hear from some of our fine sponsors. And when we come back, we'll have a wrap-up for you. Bearcats victorious, 55-42.
A lot has changed since 1948. A loaf of bread was only 14 cents, and gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. Spanning 63 years and three generations, Ramsey Funeral Home has been there for you and your loved ones when it's needed the most. Check us out online to view obituaries 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. You can also take a virtual tour of our facilities or read our story of three generations at Ramsey Funeral Home. That's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, our family serving yours since 1948. www.RamseyFH.com. From all of us at Ramsey Funeral Home, the best of luck to the Pirates.
It's tax time. Again.
You know, do-it-yourself filing online sounds easy and simple, but unless you're experienced in accounting, it's easy to guess wrong. That can cut into your refund, and in some cases, it could even trigger an IRS audit. The safe and sure way to get back every penny you're legally entitled to is contact Lori Messing, CPA of Ubley. Take advantage of her excellent reputation, years of experience, and knowledge of tax law changes and interpretations to make sure you pay the minimum the law requires according to your circumstances. Book your appointment early. Call Lori Messing at 989-658-8525. 658-8525. That's 658-8525.
Why should you use credit unions? Is it because they pay higher interest rates on saving accounts and CDs? Or because they also charge lower rates on car, secured, and unsecured loans? Why not check one out? Like the Harbor Beach Community Federal Credit Union, which offers loan interest rates on new 2010-2011 vehicles from 72 months at 4.5%, 66 months or 60 months at 4%, used vehicle rates from 2009 through 2000 as low as 4%, new recreational vehicle loans 7%, unsecured loans up to $1,000 7% for 12 months, $2,000 loans at 8% for 24 months, and $3,500 loans at 8% for 36 months. Membership is open to all. New members are always welcome. Start your 2011 Christmas Club today. Christmas Club accounts mature October 31st. Dividends are paid October 31st by check at 0.75%. Start this new year off by visiting the Harbor Beach Community Federal Credit Union at 727 Trescott Street under the water tower, or call them at 989-479-3357. That's the Harbor Beach Community Federal Credit Union, where they're working for you.